This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are live from the Lumen Vitae Center, the light of life, the epicenter of the University of Mary, and a game changer it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'd heard about it. I've seen the pictures. I remember all of it, but there's nothing like walking into the walls and actually see it come to life, and it is phenomenal. It absolutely is. Hope you come out for the open house tomorrow, 10 until 2, special presentation at 9. Be here. Check it out. Free food, by the way, in the all-new Stephen Eileen Scheel Crow's Nest Cafe, which is a wonder in and of itself. A lot of fun. We'll tell you more about it as we go. Also going to get you an update on the Watford City University of Mary campus. And that's almost as beautiful. I'm telling you, that's in that all-new Rough Rider Center in Watford City, and it's something else to see as well. All right, I still have that clip to play of Bernie Sanders. I promised yesterday that I would play you the comments of Harold Hamm about the importance of tax reform, and also his take on the Heidi Heitkamp's involvement in yesterday's or Wednesday's event, whatever day it was, with the president, and whether, you know, Harold thought that might mean she would in turn support tax reform. So we'll get Harold's take on that, because he is he's been known to lobby her every now and then and seek her support. So we'll see if that's going to happen this time around. But anyway, that and more when we come back. We have Jerome Richter here, who is among the leadership team of the University of Mary, Vice President of Public Affairs. Nice to see you again, sir.
Good morning, Scott. Always an honor to be with you.
You have a special guest with you, an old friend of ours. So it was fun to see him today. We talked him into chatting with us a little bit. Tell us who you have.
Well, Scott, we have a very special guest, a great friend of the University of Mary, Mr. Gary Thorolson. He made his way to from Fargo here to Bismarck to be with us today. He's a member of our Board of Trustees, so he has meetings all day. He's stuck with me for most of it. And then we're going to come back over here to do the grand opening of the Lumen Vitae Center, as you've been telling the great public out there.
And Jerome only forgot one little tidbit, and that is the man whose name adorns the School of Business at the University of Mary as well, Gary Thorolson. Gary, good to see you.
Nice to see you too, Scott.
How you been?
Great. Life is great.
You'll always be a North Dakotan, but it's nice to have you in North Dakota a little more these days.
Well, I'm here permanently now for the next 5 years for sure, because of my son going to Shanley and playing hockey here. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Gary and I have something in common. Not our checkbooks, but we do both have ninth graders.
Scott, I just want to interrupt. Gary's better looking than you.
No comment.
So how's things? Tell us about your world these days. How you doing?
You know, we're building motels like crazy. We've got 13 under construction right now, and another 50 in the pipeline. So we've got some work ahead of us to get it done, and I always like to see these new buildings come up, because they look absolutely gorgeous. And in walking into this center today, this is over the top. It's absolutely gorgeous, and the reason I've been involved here is I've been so excited. I like the way University of Mary runs their college here, because what they do is they think outside the box, and they keep expanding and making it better and better and better. So it's fun for me to be part of an organization that does those things.
It is, because sadly most universities you walk into, it's a bureaucracy. It's you know all kinds of competing constituencies, and you know, just and unfortunately a lot of things that don't share the values of Gary Thorolson or Scott Hannon and a lot of other North Dakotans, right?
Yeah, their hands are hands are tied based on what they're allotted to do things, and unfortunately they can't do stuff like they can here at University of Mary.
Yeah, I always say, Jerome, I think the politically correct way to say it is that, you know, they literally, you know, can't do what the University of Mary does by law, right? I mean, you do what you do at the University of Mary in a public school today, and you're in some measure of trouble, right?
Oh, absolutely. We are very flexible because of that freedom that it allows us. Now, are there crosses that we have because of that? Yeah, we don't have the state funding. We rely on wonderful people and donors, people like Mr. Thorlson, who believe in us and help. And so many people, when you come out to the University Center here, you're going to see some names of just some great North Dakotans, great people from across the state that have supported us because they believe in what Gary has just spoken of. But I want to say one thing that Gary is hinting to. Not only do we have the freedom and the flexibility, what we have, and God has blessed us with, is leadership. Gary has seen the last president, and when he joined the team of the University of Mary under Sister Thomas, you couldn't find anybody better. 31 years, Sister Thomas led this university with grace all throughout all she did, a Rough Rider Award winner. And then here comes Monsignor Shea, who... you couldn't imagine somebody filling the shoes of Sister Thomas, and he still doesn't think he has. But he's a visionary, and he has got North Dakota blood flowing through him. And let's get to work, and let's do what's best for our students in our region.
That is the difference, isn't it, Gary?
He's a visionary, right? And then it's sort of, you know, I've been sort of a visionary over the years. And so
that's an understatement, by the way.
And so we've we clicked off really good. I mean, and I get excited listening to him talk about what he's going to do. And now sometimes I say, is he going to get it done? But sooner than down the road, it starts happening. And I don't think there's anything that he sets his mind to he can't accomplish. He's very, very, very good.
Speaking of your talents as a visionary, I think I have this right. Your first hotel was Valley City?
Yes.
And that was a Super 8?
Yes.
So you were at the time teaching in Leonard?
No, I was in the insurance business at that time. I taught school in 68 and 69, 67 through 69.
So you taught school, then you go to the insurance business.
Yep.
Then you decide I'm going to build a hotel.
Yeah.
One hotel.
Yeah, I bought the first two, and then I started building them, yeah.
So how many now since that?
I built 425, and then I bought, you know, about 30 over the years, but I typically don't like to buy. I want to build new.
What is your secret? Because I know I've heard the story before, literally the Marriott family says, Gary, you're doing something we're not. They come to you for advice. So what is that secret?
I think you have to think like a small corporation, you know, instead of a large corporation. The problem with the large corporations, they got way too much overhead in it. If you think it like a small corporation, you can still get the job done and do it for a lot less. I mean, and of course, if you build it for the right price, you increase the profits, right? And so we have been one of the most profitable companies in the nation, if not the most profitable per dollar we take in.
What do you make of the fact that profit's a dirty word to a big percentage of the population of the United States of America today?
You know, I just don't understand that because if people would realize that if we wouldn't make money, we couldn't create more jobs. I'm going to create another 3,500 jobs over the next 4 years. I wouldn't be able to do that if I couldn't make money, right? And not only that, what I do is I share it with my employees. I shared $600 million with my employees over the 14-year period from 99 to 2014. Made 90 millionaires. About 300 people ended up with over $700,000 apiece in their retirement account. And many more, a few thousand, got something that was less than that. And I couldn't do that without making money. So companies have to make a profit so they can hire more and more people. And that's the reason why Trump is trying to get reform the tax code and reduce the taxes on especially small businesses, which need it even more than I do. But because if they don't get the tax cuts, it's going to be real difficult for a lot of small business to continue. And that's what happens is they can't grow because they're paying so much out in taxes, you know, after $250,000, it's 40%. You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, I think next time President Trump comes to North Dakota, you've got to have you on the stage to help make the case, because you did a pretty good darn job. And the portion that you keep, you give that away, too, for crying out loud, to great institutions like the University of Mary. So we appreciate you.
Yeah. I think it's part of my duty as an American citizen to help different organizations to fulfill their needs of providing different things for different people.
He might be North Dakota's most successful entrepreneur, you know, when you think about it. And that's a pretty strong list. It's pretty amazing. Gary, it's always a pleasure to see you, and thanks for being a friend of the University of Mary.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Gary Tharaldson, our guest on What's On Your Mind, along with Jerome Richter. Jerome, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Put one last pitch in for tomorrow, right? We want to fill this place.
Hey, dear friends, to all the good people of the Bismarck Menin community in the surrounding region, you are welcome to come. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., we're going to have a talk by our School of Health Science presenting on a trip that they took over to Dachau, to one of the concentration camps, and then to Lourdes. And then from 10 until 2, the University Center is yours. As it always is, come whenever. If it isn't tomorrow, come whenever you'd like. The place is open to you.
Thanks much, gentlemen. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments coming up. 258-0550. This is What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Into the weekend, what's on your mind after a busy week? Tell me what's on yours. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Todd How many texts would you say you've gotten today so far? We've been, Todd and I have a text war going on to see who gets more texts. I'll count mine as I read them. Speaking of refinery, do you think the Meridian Energy refinery is going to become a reality in the next 5 years? I do, from everything I hear. I'm due to check in on that again at some point here, pretty soon. Another texter says both at the same time. What does that mean, Todd? You have any idea? Another, the 11-year-old little girl who called in yesterday, her interview was great. My favorite part, quote, "I seen my president," unquote. I was able to listen to it on whatsonyourmind.com. This is great because if you miss a show, you can listen to it at your convenience. You can indeed. In fact, I had somebody else call and say, I did the little girl call in like she was going to. Her name is Phoebe, by the way, from Minot. And Phoebe did call in. And she, if you missed this, she first called in the day of the president's visit to say, "I'm getting out of school. I'm going to go see the president. This is going to be pretty cool. I got a ticket." She was with her mom. She called in the day after, as we asked her to give, you know, how to go, give us her reaction, and told an incredible story about her family. She's 11 years old, and her grandfather who died, and the mother wanted to take the business on, but couldn't because of the death tax. Had to choose the farm or the business and pick the farm. So it was an amazing story. I'm still waiting to hear from Phoebe because she took a photo with us, Todd. Remember that? And with me? Didn't we both do it?
No, she didn't want me in there. Don't
who took the picture?
Because
it's not on my phone, and I know she took a selfie, so I'm hoping she gets that.
She's all
because
excited about meeting you. I just stood back there and watched. But you know what? I'm so relieved that there are people like her out there because it gives me hope.
She was great. Yeah, it was really neat.
She was
so anyway,
fantastic.
Thanks for asking about that. It was cool. So your text in a moment, but let's get to what I've been promising here for a while. First, Bernie Sanders. Okay, so play the Bernie Sanders clip I was talking about. And my only reason for saying play this is, you know, you heard the Trump clip that was being made fun of by Stephen Colbert. Listen to Bernie Sanders.
Now is really not to go backwards. It is to go forwards. And I think it's a little bit silly to be keeping talking about 2016.
To keep him talking about 2016 and backwards and forwards and what?
Keep him talking.
Now, I don't want to play their game, but I'm like, wow, really, really? That's a little bizarre. The other thing I promised, and we didn't get to it yesterday, Harold Hamm is, you know, one of the pioneers of the miracle of the Bakken. And, of course, heads up Continental Resources. They're a big player in the North Dakota oil game, you know, probably top five, top six. In that game for sure. I haven't actually checked in a long time, so there was a time there was a battle between one and two of Whiting and Continental. I'm not sure what it is, but I know they're top five for sure. And I asked him a little bit about the visit of President Trump and about whether or not bringing Heidi Heitkamp along might work, and most importantly about this tax reform and what he'd do with the money. Listen to this.
I recall back in July of 2016 when I first started talking about the Trump rally, just the fact that the market thought that he could become president, the market rallied. And so I called it a Trump rally back then, and certainly now we see that not only did it happen when he became president, but, you know, here we are up 50% in the market. So we've had a really big run as a result of him being there. And now he talked about, you know, the economy could get going at 3% GDP. Maybe within 4 years. We're already there in 8 months. So how terrific is that? And tax is a big part of that. I think we could see 4%, you know, if the Congress will act on taxes.
Senator Heitkamp is along today. The national media is making a lot of that because, of course, she's a Democrat and you need the Democratic votes ultimately to get this passed. How likely do you think it is that Senator Heitkamp will ultimately come aboard on this?
Well, hopefully she'll help on this. She hasn't been real helpful on some other things that's gone down, and some she has. You know, on export, she was helpful. Other things, she hadn't been there on it. And one of those, of course, you know, was health care. So hopefully on PAX you'll be there.
Last question for you. What's your optimism level about the future? You know, oil obviously is kind of stuck where it is, and yet making some movements. I mean, just you feeling good about North Dakota and its place ultimately in the Bakken and American energy independence?
I feel good about where we're at with supplies in America, both oil and gas. And I think we're seeing the two balance a little quicker than people are thinking. Right now, EIA is a long ways off on their projection of what America's going to produce this year. They projected an increase of 1 million barrels, and it's not going to be but about 500,000 barrels here in America. And so they need to get their numbers right. It's hurting price. You know, people thinking that we're actually going to be up that much, you know, it's holding price down. But instead of a million barrels, we're going to be like 500,000 barrels for the year. So that's a lot of difference. That's 100% difference from their projection. So we brought that to their attention, and hopefully we'll see that corrected in the next few days.
Great to see you, Harold.
Good to see you, Scotty.
Harold Hamm, his competitors speak of him as though he's, you know, the line they always use is Harold knows. Harold just knows. He knows where the oil is. He knows where the market's going. He knows. He knows. That's how he's been so successful. Really a great American story. I always called him the Steve Jobs of oil, you know, because of the bullish nature for technology, and certainly the Bakken has benefited from that. So he's been a good friend in North Dakota for sure. Harold Hamm of Continental Resources, our chat from the visit of the president. All right, 800-228-0550. Some more texts. I think I might be winning the text battle here. Texter says, first off, this is no laughing matter, but yesterday some people on the left were wishing for Hurricane Irma to destroy Mar-a-Lago. And another person chimed in and said they'd rather Hurricane Jose be the culprit since it has a Mexican name and we wake up to a major earthquake in Mexico. The irony is hard to overlook. Irony might be the word, I guess, but it's sad. It's sad. There is something missing with people that think and act like that. And, you know, nobody's perfect. And I'm not sitting here saying Republicans are better than Democrats or conservatives are better than liberals. I put a Facebook post up about a Bible verse I found to be kind of appropriate for the times last night. It was John 13:34. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And I put it up with a video of a homeless veteran getting a new pair of Adidas shoes from a passerby. The guy took like his shoes right off his feet that he just bought and gives them to a homeless veteran. And you see the video. It's got like a million six hundred thousand views. Is kind of, you know, a touching video without question. And I just think you got to think about that. Are we doing that? Are we loving one another, whether we agree with somebody or not? And I think we could all use some improvement. More coming up. Don't go away.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Why did Energy Transfer Partners sue Greenpeace, Earth Justice, and other groups over the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? We asked that question of Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners.
This lawsuit is an investment in our future. We've got to send a message. You can't do this. Let's go back and look at what this really was. What it really was a big money raise. It was a big con job to spread false lies, to go get sympathizers to contribute money, thinking they're helping some kind of green cause. And it was nothing more than a big scam to raise money. And they raised a lot of money. And what your state took on is unprecedented, and the way you guys handled it is unprecedented. I've never seen anything more impressive than this law enforcement reaction to these bad actors that were in your state. And we feel like it's our duty to now say, wait a minute, this is not over. You think it's over, you've moved to the next pipeline project, but it's not over. You may not be defeated by us, but you're going to have fits trying not to be.
Kelsey Warren on the recently filed lawsuit, and another edition of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The AR and the handgun both at the same time, like Rambo style, you know. Come out yelling, "Hey, Hotty Scotty, bang, bang, bang."
Oh, that's too good. That's too good. All right. Hottie Scotty is scaring me, though. I'm a little concerned for that caller. Did you put him up to that, Todd, or what was this guy?
No. That's all Ed there. That's vintage Ed there.
Back at the University of Mary, we're going to talk with a student that did some of the fundraising for some of the incredible things that are being unveiled this weekend in the special open house out here at the Lumen Vitae Center. We're also going to talk to Michael Raber, who is the coordinator of partnerships and enrollment, and talk a little bit about the record enrollment at the University of Mary, which includes the University of Mary Watford City campus. A lot of folks at Rough Rider Center taking it in, so that coming up in a minute. First, I have to tell you about our call of the day from yesterday. Todd, what do you think it is? The call of the day yesterday.
Oh, it could only be Phoebe.
And she was call the call of the day.
Year.
Yeah, she was the call of the day from the day before, because everybody's talking about this 11-year-old girl who called us both on her way to the Trump event and yesterday after the event. It's brought to you by our friends at Delta. That's a call you ought to make if you're in the oil industry today. You call Eric and the crew at Delta Constructors, and they are going to get it done. Simple as that. Whatever it takes. They're doing this for the big names. Can't tell you names, but the big names. And they're doing turnkey well site services for the best of the best. Call Eric today, 406-250-8151. Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Just do me a favor, call them first, okay? And then you'll know quickly that one call does it all. Here's the call of the day.
First call of the day here on What's On Your Mind. Tell us about the big day. Phoebe, how are you?
I'm doing great.
What was your favorite part of yesterday?
Seeing my president in person.
President of the United States, he comes on the stage. What were you feeling?
You know what? I can't even explain that feeling. That's like the most unexplainable feeling I've ever had.
That's so cool. In your 11 years, you got a feeling you've never had before of excitement, and so neat for you to have been there. Really is. You're not going to have a day like you had yesterday in the way of sort of shaping your future. So I'm glad you did.
But in my opinion, I think that we should vote for someone who does stuff for North Dakota, not Washington.
Phoebe was like a machine of kind of just wham, wham, wham points on the event, and it was incredible. It really was. It was good. Smart little girl. Hope she calls again. All right. We are at the University of Mary, as I mentioned, and really excited about the Lumen Vitae Center opening. Literally, there are students, as we speak, seeing this for the first time right now. They're finishing up construction. They're putting the sod in. It's the finishing touches right now. And our next guest is one of the students that helped do the fundraising for this event. So that's pretty cool because, of course, you know, openings like this and momentous occasions in places like the University of Mary don't happen without donors and without folks contributing their hard-earned money. Joe McDonald is with us. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Where are you from, Joe?
I'm from Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Eden Prairie, Minnesota boy that found his way to the University of Mary.
Yes.
How about that? What year of school are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior?
Yep.
Wow, so how's the experience been at the University of Mary?
It's been incredible, life-changing to say the least. I'm actually a transfer student, and so I had no expectations of coming here out of high school, but I truly felt drawn here, and God has just poured down blessings on me since I've been here.
That's so cool. That is so cool. And you and a few of your fellow students decided you wanted to take on a fundraising role in this effort. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So it really all kind of started right away about a year and a half ago at the first Vocations Jamboree when Monsignor first announced his idea for the grotto and that he wanted to build one. And we had just started the Knights of Columbus Council on campus, and I was sitting in the cafeteria with some of my good friends, and we were talking about how cool it would be to help in some tangible way. And so we sent an email to the school and said, we want to be able to help in any way that you need, even if that's raking leaves. And I got a message back a while later from Jerome Richter, the Vice President of Public Affairs, and he asked to meet with myself and then who I affectionately call my partner in crime, Kyle Martin, to come meet with him. And that's when he first introduced us to Monsignor's idea for the student-led initiative for fundraising for the grotto. It involved a very grassroots effort to reach out to the community, to our families, to our friends, you know, the North Dakota community, the larger UMary community, for, you know, people like myself who have family and friends in other places, so that this grotto would be built truly by the community. And it was beautiful.
And there were obviously a lot of donors that made it happen, I understand, including among Senator John Hoeven and Mikey Hoeven.
Yes, yes.
Pretty cool. So good job on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And a few others. Mm-hmm. So what was the goal? What did you want to do? What did you want to raise?
So our goal from the student effort was to raise $250,000 as a stretch goal. But I'll be honest, myself personally and Kyle, our goal was to spread the word. We saw very little of the income dollars side of the operation. We were all about spreading the good word of our goal to build this grotto. That ultimately was the goal, to build it. You know,
so
it was more
tell the story of what that meant than it was give us $1,000.
That was our role, was to tell the story. We firmly believe that Mary wanted this grotto built, and that she had prepared the hearts and minds of those generous donors who were going to give to this grotto. And we saw it as our job to go out and to find those people and to share the message and to spread the good news that this is what we want to do and this is what we're trying to proclaim. And then by spreading it as far and as wide as we could, that Mary would do the rest of the work and move in the hearts and the minds of the generous donors.
That's pretty cool. There's also a wonderful event that's going to take place at it's actually this afternoon as part of the grand opening and ribbon cutting ceremony here today, and that is the cross that has been a part of the history of the University of Mary for, you know, decades is going to be placed on the original point that was Gift Hill in a wonderful, you know, showcase for that cross, and that's actually what Senator Hoeven and Mikey made happen. And I know you're talking about the grotto as well, but both of those, you know, Gift Hill and the mm-hmm. and the original erected cross and the grotto, and really it's all part of just one big, incredible showcase here is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I believe a statement of our identity as a university. The Gift Hill Cross, a tribute to our tradition and our founders, the Benedictine Sisters of Annunciation Monastery, the Marian Grotto, and our Catholic identity, and then this beautiful university center and our commitment to the free exchange of ideas and great services to all of our students.
Anything else you want to tell us, Joe?
Just that I hope everybody gets the chance to come out and see the grotto and visit the university center. and encounter the life of Christ that's alive here at the university.
Absolutely amazing. So if you come out, again, the public open house is tomorrow, 10 until 2. Make sure you see this. See this this grotto, which is going to be named the Watford Grotto, right? John Warford, sorry. I always say John's name wrong. Former Mayor Dr. John Warford and his wife Jennifer, who previously served on the Board of Trustees at Mary, the lead donors for this Marian Grotto that happened, which is just so darn amazing. So many great components to this today, no question about it. Michael Raber is here as well. And, Michael, it is good to see you again. How you been?
Good morning, Scott. Good to see you, too.
Record enrollment. So I would imagine the Coordinator of Partnerships and Enrollment is rather proud of that distinction for the new year.
It's pretty exciting about what's going on campus. I mean, with new buildings and, you know, young men like Joe sitting next to me here, the wonderful, virtuous kids we have on this campus. And although I'm not directly involved with our traditional enrollment, it's incredible to see the number of kids that are walking around this week and all the exciting things that are happening today and for this school year. So
the world you are in is non-traditional students.
True,
right?
Yes.
And accommodating their schedules. And, you know, I've been amazed to see all the transformation of that effort as well. And the University of Mary's campus at Watford City is a prime example.
It's incredible. And I've been here for just a short time, you know, a little over a year now. And that's been a big focus for us, is this Watford City campus, which is something that started long before I came here. But with the building of the Rough Riders Center in Watford City, which I know you're familiar with, I've seen you there many times, and us having that space available there, not only a classroom space but office space and an on-site person there helping to coordinate things. So it's been a very, very big source of importance for us the last year to get things going. And I'm happy to say that even just last night, in the last 24 hours, we started our first cohort of on-site students there in Watford City. They started their first class last night, and things are just looking up. We're going to get as many people in there as we possibly can.
I know Watford City has done a great job of having, you know, major employers there use this as you know, incentive and say, hey, we'll provide the, you know, the funding to make sure you get the education to be able to move up in advance. But what advice do you have for folks, other partnerships that might make sense?
I'm glad you said that. Our partnerships, our business partnerships that we have are incredibly important up there. We've generated a lot of interest and the students themselves through those businesses that just help us to spread the word and promote things that are going on. It's such a vibrant little community. It's incredible up there. You drive in and things are being built and new people are coming in all the time. I talk to people almost every single day from that part of the state. And it's not important only for Watford City, but I talk to people from Newtown, from Williston, and that are in that area and that are just looking for opportunities, adults, again, who are looking to finish their bachelor's degree that maybe they started years ago and didn't finish for whatever reason, or have a bachelor's degree and want to look at some graduate options as well. And while we do a lot of online things with all of our bachelor and graduate degrees, we want to get those people in that classroom and give them that opportunity to have what we have here on the main campus with on-site classes, with professors who are standing right there in front of them and teaching them. And like I said, I'm so thrilled that it started last night. We started that first class last night.
I'm always hesitant to name all the campuses because I'll forget. But how many are there?
Well, in North Dakota, we have obviously the main campus here, but we have our Bismarck Butler Center, which is located in town in Bismarck, and we do both graduate and undergraduate classes there as well. We have our campus in Fargo, which I work closely with, our Grand Forks campus. We have one in Billings. Beyond that, we have one in Arizona, in Tempe, Arizona. We're overseas, of course, in Rome and Peru. So we're more than just this little campus up on the hill in Bismarck. We're all over the place. Watford City, of course, as we mentioned. It's an incredible, incredible place to work, and I'm thrilled that we're here.
Good to see you again, and looking forward to my next stop at the Rough Rider Center on the University of Mary campus.
I bet I'll see you there again.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I'll be a fly on the wall in one of the classes.
I hope so.
I could use it.
I know a guy who can get you in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you very much, and congrats on a great weekend. And Joe, way to go again, you and your colleagues, and telling the story of the University of Mary.
Thank you very much.
You've been good to talk to you guys. Michael Raber, Sheila McDonald, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Chris Berg and I are going to go toe-to-toe. He thinks the world's coming to an end for Donald Trump because of this deal with the Democrats. I'm not so sure. Let's talk about it next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing why a workplace drug policy is an important step in preparing their employees.
Well, so a lot of it has to do with documentation. You have to document this sort of stuff. And having a good policy in the workplace is a good comprehensive drug policy is of utmost importance. And that'll help you really be prepared so that your employees do know what avenues that they're supposed to take. Are they supposed to remove them from work immediately? Are they supposed to take them to whatever OCMED facility to get drug tested? Just what are the proper steps? So being able to write that policy is a big important step.
Learn more about effective workplace drug policies during the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Register now at www.ndsc.org.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatment may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So I've been obviously with the president's trip to the Endeavor refinery in Mandan, hanging out with Big Oil for a couple of days for the president's visit. Next week, Big Ag, baby. And some of my favorite pictures of the Trump event were the cowboy hats in the back. There was good representation of the farm and ranch community at the Trump event. But we'll be doing Big Ag at Big Iron, and we're really looking forward to it. We will be coming to you live and direct from our very special Big Iron Butler Machinery Studios. That's right. Of course, I love the Butler Machinery story. It's 1955 is when it started. Francis J. Butler, received the honor of being a Caterpillar dealer, and the rest is history. But it took a lot of capable, well-trained management and associates over the years, and some of the most advanced tools and technology and now facilities. And over the years, three generations of the Butler family have maintained that vision and helped area businesses in construction and agriculture and mining and, you know, improve their production, lower their operating costs. Ag's a huge part of what Butler does, and they have some of the best equipment, newest, innovative, just unveiled at the Farm Progress Show this summer, the MT-700, the C-Series, and the Challenger 1000 Series, all of it. We'll be right in the middle of it, like in the cab at the Big Iron. So stop by and see us. Looking forward to that very much. Our friends from Pipers, one of our fine sponsors of the event, Ellingson Drainage as well, and others. So join us at the Big Iron. Chris Berg is the host of Point of View, the most watched television program in the history of North Dakota. How's that for an intro?
You know what? That's a start, my friend. That's a start.
I'm just trying to butter you up so you don't beat the daylights out of me, because Chris and I, we usually try to chat once a day for a couple of minutes and just go back and forth on the issues. And today, I wanted to drive into a Mack truck on the way to Bismarck, because I was pretty sure the world was coming to an end after talking to Chris, because the Republican Party's over, Donald Trump's going to get impeached. You really think this deal is that bad?
You talking about the deal he did with Chuck and Nancy?
Yeah, you think it's going to be the beginning of the end for Trump?
Wait a second. Let's back up. Let me give some context here. Back on March 30th, I said, here's what's going to happen, because they didn't get the health care deal done the way they wanted, and he was getting beat up so bad by the media. I said, what is Trump like just as much, if not more, than winning? I said, admiration. I mean, even his ex-wife said, look, the guy, he loves attention. So the media's been hard on him. What's happened as of late with the media, now that he's done the deal with Chuck and Nancy, the media's kind of going, hey, look, you know, he went across party lines. He's doing bipartisan, which, hey, I think is great. If you're going to do what's right for America, do what's right for America. But he's starting to see that, and he's getting a little pep in his step, going, oh, okay, he doesn't like Mitch McConnell the way it is. So he continues to do that. What I'm afraid he's not seeing is that there's no way the media is going to lay any progress in America at his feet. They're going to lay it at the feet of Chuck and Nancy. And so what happens in 2018, possibly the House flips. What's the first thing that the House Democrats are going to do with the majority?
Impeach the President of the United States.
They're going to start the articles of impeachment. Now, it's going to be really tough to flip the U.S. Senate, because the Democrats have to defend like 28 seats. But if it happens, game over, my friend.
Okay, can I tell you why I think you're wrong? I think if the economy goes the way it's going to go, if tax reform passes, and look, like Harold Hamm told us in that interview earlier, he talked about, hey, there's been a Trump factor in the market going back to 2016, okay? And it has continued to roll. And he wanted 3% growth in 3 or 4 years. He got it in 9 months, okay? And if it continues to roll, the President of the United States is going to get the lion's share of that credit. Yes, you're right. Democrats will get some credit if they continue to come across the aisle and everything else. I think people will see that good. I just don't think they lose the House. I think they gain seats in the House and the Senate as a result. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. And by the way, I think Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell need a shot across the bow.
No, I agree. I mean, I've been saying this now for quite some time to Congressman Cramer and Senator Hovind. Like, I mean, Mitch McConnell, in my opinion, needs to go. And I think if that's the card he's playing, then kudos to him. I just want him to understand that he's not going to get the positive press. He may get it today, but when it comes time for the election, it's not going to go to Donald Trump. It's going to go to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats, which, you know, at the end of the day, and I said this yesterday when I was talking to Mike Morkner the other day, we were at Mandan, when people are putting more money in their pockets, they don't really care who's president. So absolutely Trump could win. Absolutely Republicans could gain more seats. You don't know. But I'm just saying he's got to understand that he's not dealing with, you know, hey, let's go hang out with Chuck and Nancy. I mean, why is he listening to Nancy Pelosi to go tweet about DACA?
Mick Mulvaney, the president's budget director, said this about crossing the aisle to do this deal. Roll that first clip, Todd.
I think you could read a bunch of different things into it. I think at the very highest level, the very first thing he was thinking was, look, we have things to do. We've got a hurricane still in Texas. Let's not forget about what happened in Houston. We've got a hurricane getting ready to hit Florida. And right after we deal with that, we want to deal with tax reform. It is and has been and remains the president's top domestic priority. And he wanted to clear the decks so that we could deal with those three things, those two emergencies and tax reform. And to the extent he was able to sort of move those issues off to December, I think that was a great idea.
I think he's right. I don't think the sky is falling. And I think actually if they get that tax reform deal done, Donald J. Trump is a two-term president, and there's a transformational time. We need a cleansing in the Republican Party. I mean, the Republican Party is in tough shape, but the Democratic Party is in worse shape. So you got to clear some brush out of there, no question about it. Always enjoy the banter. Chris Berg, 630 Point of View. Check it out, folks. KX4 at 630, West Dakota Fox at 930, every weeknight on your television. See you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, folks. Come to the University of Mary. Check out the open house. See you at Bill's Gun Shop, Fargo, tomorrow.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose?
News, Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.